What's up, Fool Podcast? Welcome to What's Up, Fool Podcast. We're at number 300 and something. We have a guest today. He's right there. And we're going to get to him right now. People, Jeff Richards right here from SNL. Comedy Store regular, paid regular. Man, him and I, we go way back when fucking fat ass Chewy used to work there changing letters. So all the drama put down when we were young comics. We got Rodrigo Torres right here, dressed up like Sammy Sosa.
What up?
And
what's on that skin whitener?
Marcha Rizzo, how's that voting for that lift? Explain it to us.
So, a couple, like last year or 2 years ago, a lot of Lyft drivers were complaining because they wanted benefits. Stupid. And
what do you benefits?
They want like a set hourly wage because I guess they weren't making enough money. And what's it called? So they wanted to become employees, right? So they went and protested. They wanted like an hourly wage of at least $30. And I feel those are the people that that live in small towns and don't make as much money. Because here in SoCal, there's a lot of people, man. Like I make like $150 a day in Lyft. Or sometimes on the weekends, it's more. You're like $200. But I feel those are people that probably live in like Bakersfield. I don't know. So like, I can't say, you know, it's not, you know, they I can't say they shouldn't complain. But so, what's it called? A couple of months ago, I don't really remember, but like, they were gonna shut down Lyft and Uber because they wanted them to change the whole format. I mean, the whole fucking thing to the whole company to become employees. So they couldn't do enough and enough. What's it called? With enough time, so they were about to just kick them out of the fucking state. But they made us employees, and then they couldn't do that. So people were scared. I was scared. Not only Lyft and Uber, but like Postmates, Instacart. So this was gonna fuck up a lot of people's fucking lives. You know, people that work hard and shit. So yeah. So this coming up elections, vote yes on 22, so we can stay. What's it called, independent contractors. So yeah.
Everybody, yes on 22. Small town. Yeah. You're talking about like Pueblo, Colorado, bro. We got picked up by the Lyft driver, and he was Lyft, Uber, and cab.
Oh, dude.
He picked us up in a horse carriage.
To a small town, dude. That fool picked us up and took us to a medicinal shop and waited for us and then took us to the hotel. And he was the same guy that picked us up to go to the airport.
He's the only Lyft driver there, dude.
When I was in a smaller town than that, I forgot something in the lift. And then in the morning, I got picked up by the same car, different driver. It was that guy's wife.
They share the same car?
Yeah, so she works in the morning for 8 hours, and he works nighttime.
Wow, dude. Hustling, dude.
So people like when I get paid wagely, like 8 hours an hour, like a regular job, $30 an hour.
Yeah. So like, what I tell those people: if you live like in Bakersfield, drive too late for the weekend. You know, if you live in Temecula, drive to San Diego for the weekend. You know, fucking sleep in your car, make money, and then go back home. I don't know.
Sleep in your car and make money. Yeah. No overhead.
So these guys who work in small towns want to make it into a job, but then they want a health plan too.
They want a health plan. They want dental. They want vision. They want fucking a retirement plan. I'm like, you guys are asking too much, man.
They better get a weightlifting belt and work for Amazon or UPS, bro. If they want benefits,
they're gonna ruin it for all of us that are just doing this on the side. You know,
we'll find out November 3rd, right?
Yeah.
Well, since you work Lyft, are you allowed to go do Lyft like in another state?
Yeah, I get to Lyft in another state. So before the pandemic, you're able to go far because Maryland, there's like music festivals and fucking Vegas and all that stuff. So like you would do those fucking far rides. Like the farthest ride I did was fucking San Diego. I remember, yeah.
You dropped them off at TJ, huh?
Yeah, they're going to Hong Kong, bro.
And Rodrigo, you crossed the border?
We went 2 weeks ago. We went on a Monday. We went from like 3:30 to 6:30. Me and Vinny.
And it was packed up.
It was happening. And as soon as it got it, you can. It was like, it was not a lot of people out. But as soon as it hit like 5:30, it started getting darker. Everybody popped out, dude.
How many Americans were going to Mexico that day?
Handfuls.
A shitload out.
Yeah, dude, there was a lot of
people. We're back, baby.
Because I was getting two bottles of tequila, and there was a lot of dudes getting alcohol, and then there was fools shopping. But I think, like, Mexican goods, you know, cookies.
Alcohol is cheaper in Mexico, huh?
Yeah, dude, like half the price. And it's stronger, too.
But good.
But Viagra pills?
More expensive, huh?
Yeah, but I think you can bring that shit over, dog. Can't serve.
What's up, fool? This week, we're in Portland, Oregon. We're at Helium Comedy Club Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They're at 100 people capacity. So they're going to add an extra show on Saturday at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, bro. You ready for a 4 o'clock show?
The Manny Show, dude. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I did a 5:30 show, bro, one time, man. Man, people were fucked up by that time. Hey, we got Jeff Richards right here from the comedy club. Right, Jeff, do you feel when you do a smaller, like an early show, like a 5 o'clock, do you think those people want to get fucked up to prove they can party at 5?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. People want to get ripped. I took 40 milligrams right before the show started. Well, about an hour and a half ago, and it just hit, and I'm just, you have to lose your mind a little bit. Right? You need to lose your mind.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. I think they're nice and primed. People are ready to go. How's it been out there?
Man, people are ready to go out. How about Rodrigo?
Tell
them, bro.
Dude, like in Oklahoma, the first show, and this is already going on like a month and a half ago, I got off stage fucking right away. A dude just clobbered me, dude. Thank you very much for coming out and doing comedy, bro. I was like, God, in your mind, like, no mask or nothing. So, the people that are going out are really going out because they're starving for entertainment, dude.
Yeah. Really, they're seeing their wife at home or their fucking son, their kids at home, you know? They're like,
yeah, totally. They want to get outside of their own bubble, dude. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Yeah. Cool.
They're getting really dressed up and they're getting really, really fucked up. We had a second show on Sunday at 9:30. And there was a couple that was there loaded. They were drunk, and they kicked them out. That lady got kicked out, and then when she went to the bar, the manager told me that she had two beers, and she put them down, and they threw one away, and they replaced one with a bottle of water. So she grabbed the beer, she didn't know, she forgot that it was a beer, but it was a bottle of water. So she's walking, she drinks it, hates it. Throws in a trash can, digs in a trash can
for her beer. I saw it, dude. I was there.
And then what happened, bro?
They're pulling her away from the fucking trash can, and her husband's like, "Come on, like, let's go." And then she was saying how she's gonna fucking sue the place, and they're pulling her away, dude. Like she
wants to go inside
the trash. She's going inside the trash for her fucking beer, dude.
But then she goes grab more drinks.
She tried to go behind. I think she's trying to go behind the bar. Knocked
him over because she tried to, you know, go over there and, you know, grab a couple.
Dude, she came lonely to the show.
Acting like that, right?
Dude, she was pushing 50, bro. Or 50, dog. She hasn't partied like that, like, in a while, dog.
Or maybe she parties like that all the time, dude. But, like, she was loaded with, like, when the show started.
Back in the day when Luther was popular.
Like, she's like some people party, bro, in college. They party and like at concerts. This lady has been partying in backyards her whole life, bro.
Fuck yeah, dude.
She's bringing the backyard mentality, bro, to a place where everybody doesn't get fucked up like that.
She used to do cake stands, dog.
The manager told me that she tried to grab all the drinks and then spilled them all.
Yeah, she tried to steal them to take them home. She was fucked up, dude.
Were they driving?
Maybe. I don't know. Because they're both fucked up. I'm pretty sure they don't look like they fucking take lifts. They don't look like they know how to download the app, you know? Again,
I heard keys.
They're the kind of fans I got where I tell them I have a podcast, What's a Fool Podcast, and they'll tell me, is it on FM or AM?
Yeah.
What's up, Jeff? Where you from, man?
I'm from the Bay Area, East Bay.
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah.
Whereabouts?
Walnut Creek.
Walnut Creek, dog.
Yeah.
That's by Morgan Hill.
Morgan Hill?
No, it's not. It's Morgan.
And then Larry Bubbles Brown said, Dana Carvey lives in Walnut Creek.
Nah. Nah.
Did you start at the punchline or you came to the comedy store?
No, I went to school in North Carolina. I started out there at Charlie Goodnight's in Raleigh.
Ooh, I've been there.
Yeah. Did like a year out there and then I moved to LA.
Oh, yeah. Did you move to Hollywood or what part of LA did you move to?
Yeah, I moved to, our first place I moved to is Koreatown. And there's like roaches there. And I didn't know what was going on at first. And they just, I had to leave in the middle of the night. It was this whole thing. It was real drama. But it was like the rent was like $400.
Wow. What year was this?
This is like 98.
For 98? I was paying $350, bro, to live
really?
In Frogtown. No.
Reasonable.
Bro, it was $295.
When you started what? Then?
Yeah. I was living like right next to the LA River behind somebody's pad. I had like a living room, a bathroom, a little kitchen, and it was just me by myself, bro, in a fucking a little IKEA couch.
Little fishing rod to fish in the river.
Oh, it was small. But one time, bro, I had a lot of people at my house, bro. I had like around three comics, two kids, my ex, and Rodrigo Torres, bro. We were all eating pizza.
Nice.
And that was a back house?
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
That was tiny.
Fuck yeah.
I was always good at finding a cheap apartment, bro. I found that apartment when I was doing laundry. Said, it was in Spanish, and I said, I got them.
That dude, that's, you told me about it, and to this day, when you go to the laundromats, like in the hood, you'll see the postings on the wall, like for fucking rooms or like fucking illegal back houses.
Rento un cuarto.
Yeah.
That's what I said, bro. I said in Spanish, tengo un cuarto. Con baño y este, con baño.
Y cocina.
Y cocina. I went over there, bro. And the lady, she said, I told the lady, how much for this? She said, $295.
Wow. Say no more, dude. Fam.
Huh?
Say no more, fam.
Yeah, bro.
I got this, dog.
She fucking wrote the contract on scratch paper, bro.
And you know they really want to rent it out because they write their phone number like fucking 50 times for those little ripaway things.
That's their bingo money right there, dog.
Yeah.
I remember I went back, I started smoking cigarettes again, like a loser. And I went out to do the comedy store and I just threw a cigarette out. Like I put it in a trash can, but it was a plastic trash can, right outside. But I was out there chilling, right? And then I heard taking a shower. And I know it's like a little fire. And I ran outside and I turned it off.
Well, you started a fire in there?
And I got ready again. I know it's outside. And then when I came back from the comedy store, the little cherry must have lit up again, dude. The whole kitchen and the side was all burned, eh?
What? Oh, dude.
Did they ever notice?
Fuck yeah, they called a fireman, bro.
You're lying, Dick.
When I came back from the comedy store, the lady was there. Cerote, quemaste la casa. When they talk, Cerote, you burned the house down and you were gone and I don't know, it's going to cost some money. So I told the guy, I don't know what it costs to fix your wall, but I'll do it, eh? And then it cost you like $500. That lady ended up getting her little ass handyman brother. And he did the whole thing, bro.
Wow.
He had to take boards out that were burned and put new ones, bro, and then painted it.
Like drywall? That's crazy, dude. Did he raise the rent on you because of that or no?
Nah. It was illegal, bro. I didn't even know.
I would have put the finger on them, dog, if they raise a rank.
I cut a lot of them. One time I got mad and I dropped a bowling ball.
That's funny.
You bowl?
We used to. We used to bowl at Hollywood Lanes right there on Santa Monica Boulevard when it was 24 hours a day. We used to go there at 2 in the morning, man, and just eat food and bowl, bro, till like 6, 5. I used to like watching like heavy metal guys come in there, you know, with their groupies and get fucked up. And I know they were partying hard because they would come back in the bathroom with the sniffles and then go bowl.
Damn, dude.
I saw – he wasn't partying like that, but I saw Vince Vaughn one time. He was there with three little snow bunnies. And he was covered up with Christmas lights. He was all fucked up. I knew he was fucked up because he said he was going to buy the place. And then that's they ended funny. Up making it a school.
Did they really? Oh, shit.
And when did you become a regular at the Comedy Store?
99 or something, maybe? 2000? I think 99.
How many times did you audition?
I did it once. Nothing happened. Then a couple months went by. I did it again. Then she made me a door guy. And then a few months went by. And then she stopped me at the door. I kind of pissed her off when I was being a door guy because I was trying to make a joke when she was walking in. Mitzi was walking in. I said, oh, I wouldn't go in the bathroom. It really stinks in there. I was just making a joke. And she goes, well, then clean it up. And I was like, fuck, I ain't got on her bad side. And then I started at the door and I did a Louis Anderson for her. And I was like, it's hot in here. Hi, Mitzi. You having a nice night? And then she liked that. And then she passed me after that.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. It's hot in here. You know Louis Anderson?
Hell yeah. Yeah. Let me
you guys ready to play the feud? I'm dying.
I used to watch the little cartoon, bro. No, little.
Black Louie, right?
Yeah.
Old school shit.
I used to watch that cartoon with my son, and I would watch the Howie Mandel cartoon, Bobby.
Bobby's World?
Bobby's World.
That was cool, too.
Funny. A lot of comedians had cartoons back then, huh? That's cool.
They don't give away cartoons no more, huh?
Bill Burr has a cartoon, but it's not a kid's show. It's more of an adult show. If it's for family, that shit's funny, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I watched SNL for the first time in a long-ass time.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
When we were in Houston, we saw the whole show. I never watched the whole show.
Dude, I think it was super funny because it was like really – it was like the edgiest it's been in a while.
I only watch it, you know, when comedians host, though. Like Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr, and I think who else hosted it before?
Chris Rock,
yeah. And Jamie Foxx, that one was funny too. Dude, the worst SNLs is when a sports star hosts.
Oh,
worst
yeah.
Acting ever, bro.
Oh, also,
sorry, Eli Manning, but your commercials are not funny. Every time I see you in a commercial, I'm going to throw a brick through my TV with your horrible acting.
That's funny. Also,
really?
It's
like, being a band, motherfucker?
Also, I think it's because, you know, like when like actors or like
not Eli Manning, Peyton Manning. Eli, you're cool, dog.
Not you, yeah, you're cool.
The Colt and the Broncos.
Like, and then when you give a guy like Peyton Manning a commercial and like really, you can get anybody, bro. He can't even act. He sounds like Hank from King of the Hill, you know.
Super
I guess
dry, bro.
In the Midwest, you gotta,
yeah.
You gotta,
it appeals
you gotta
to
sell
that.
Them something,
yeah,
man. You can't definitely put it on Flavor Flav.
Yeah, it's they're like playing to Iowa.
Yeah, it's like in a Rocky 2 when he's getting the auditions and he sucks at it. Remember? He can't.
He's all acting.
Yeah.
He was doing commercials and shit, right?
And he couldn't read, remember? And it wasn't until he got good at it. So funny, dude.
Tutoring that food up.
What was he auditioning for?
I forgot what it was, but it was like you couldn't read and you didn't know how to act. It was, and they were mad. And that's when he first got the money after the first fight, remember? And then he started buying like the jackets and all that stuff.
Hey, how about when fucking Paulie was all sad and he didn't get nothing, eh?
Oh, and he threw the fucking the pinball thing?
Yeah. Pinball game, man, dude.
That's Alfred Robles, bro, when he gets older, dog.
Burt Young, man.
Alfred Robles looks like Burt Young, bro.
Let's call him Birdie, dog.
You didn't take me on tour.
You gotta stop drinking the bum juice.
Hey, how about in part one when he told her about Adrian? She's busted. It always made me laugh, dog. But that fool de-virginized his sister, dog. He's all mad.
But he threw it at my hair, right?
Yeah, I know. What the fuck, dude? Hey, it's funny when somebody always tries to throw shit at you like that. Huh?
He wants like an envelope or credit for it, eh?
Yeah. I made you champ.
Hey, fuck Paulie. He fucking lost all their money, man. Bro, they had to fucking return to the hood.
Philly, right?
How did Paulie lose all the money?
Something with an accountant or something like that. Or he got Paulie got like a shit accountant from the hood, and then fucking he lost the money.
No, that's Rocky's fault. Dude. Why would he hire Paulie, bro? That's what we're I wouldn't trust anybody that let me punch cows at their job, bro.
If I'm
working at a butcher shop and you let me punch cows, I wouldn't trust you for anything.
How about when that fool was a leg breaker, dog?
Yeah. Lone shark.
It's a weird lone shark, eh? I would imagine when Joe Diaz said he was a lone shark, bro, like, how many people he punched, eh?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking interest compounds daily, cocksucker.
I told Johnny that he looks like a loan shark for a Cricket Wireless. You gotta pay your phone bill, dude.
Well, so is Johnny the lady now?
I have no idea.
I'll tell you the funniest story, but after the podcast.
I'll tell it now, dog.
Ah, dig. Steve made me laugh, dog. Steve made me laugh. He's like, yeah, dude, Johnny's been here the last couple of times, man. He's all, he was kind of sad. He was like, yeah, they went to Houston. They left me.
Hey,
dick. I was laughing.
That guy, Alex, he bought costumes for his dogs, huh?
He had the wigs for the little puppies, dude. Hilarious. That's shit, cute. Dude. I'm going to give me a little baby Trump wig for the dog.
Look at that. Keith, Jeff Richard over here looking like a young Kevin James, bro.
Thank you. I feel it in my hips. I feel like
when you audition for Saturday Night Live, did you audition live in front of the main guy? Or did you send a tape?
No, I did it in front of him, yeah. They sent a tape of me doing stand-up on Kilbourne, I think.
What was that like? Did he make you wait for a long time? Like they say?
Yeah. They made me – well, I don't know if they did anything on purpose, but what did end up happening is I was supposed to be next, and I was waiting. And I was like, okay, I'm next. And they go, okay, we're going to take a lunch break, or it was like a break or something.
What?
So I was like, okay. I'm not doing that on purpose, or I don't know. But I'm sure they didn't.
Try to psych you out, man.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. I was almost expecting something like that, you know. Not that they would do that, but just, yeah. I was kind of ready for, it's 5 minutes of impressions is what I did. So I was just running those over and over in my head. And yeah, so it was, yeah. I was glad when that audition was over.
You auditioned in front of him?
Lorne Michaels?
Lorne Michaels or other people?
Yeah. Lorne and Tina Fey and I think Steve Higgins and...
Wow, the head writers.
Mike Shoemaker.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Super crazy.
What impersonation you do? Did you make up a character?
I did the Louis Anderson. I did David Letterman. Nice to see it. Good to have you here. You would hope at some point, I don't know when, I don't know how. Yeah, sorry, I shouldn't have done that. That was a little too much. I did like Gary Shandling, I remember, was one I did. That was the first one I ever did. Why are you looking at me like that? Don't look at me like that.
Funny dog.
Yeah, I don't know. Just a few more. Yeah. Can't think of the Charlie Rose, I remember. You guys know Charlie Rose?
The interviewer, journalist.
Take me through. Give me a sense of what you. I used to do that one. Some other ones.
I saw Charlie Rose in a Royal Tenenbaums. He was like in a montage, and he's grabbing Gwyneth Paltrow's boobs. Eh?
And what's another one? You know, those are all the ones. Now I'm doing like I can do Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah,
it's the coolest thing in the world. Oh wow, so cool. I was like, oh my god. No way. You know, I found a paperclip yesterday. You know what I mean? I found a brand new shiny paperclip. You know, I was like, when I first saw it, I was like, oh my god, no way.
you look like him too. The facial expression, that's funny.
Ah, so cool. You say that. I really appreciate it. That's so rad. All right.
I saw you said you did a, what's it called? Robert Downey Jr.
So here's the thing. It's like, you know, MASH illusion is MASH confusion. I just had a Del Taco burrito. I got a bean and cheese burrito. It was like the most amazing thing I've ever had in my entire life. It was like, you know, it's like the coolest thing. It's like, you know, it's like magic. You know, it's like wilderness. You know, it's like I'm out there.
That's funny.
And what's one? I just did Hannibal Lecter. My podcast is I interview people with impressions. So it's like my show, but I'm never there. So somebody guest hosts is like an impression. So I did Hannibal Lecter with Brad Garrett yesterday. I was like, so Brad, you're on a television show called Everybody Loves Raymond. So did you love Raymond?
he does impersonations too, right?
Yeah, he does.
Brad Garrett.
Yeah,
I remember I saw him on Letterman. He was opening up. He was opening up for Frank Sinatra for many years, and he told a story about hey, if you guys really like, he bombed. He said he told the audience, if you guys really like me, stick around for Frank Sinatra. And after the show, somebody went to his dressing room. Like he said, it was two Goombas. And they said they were like roughing them up. And they were like telling them, hey, what is this you mean about if you're like me, stick around for Frank Sinatra? What? You don't think people are not going to stick around if you don't tell them? Is that what you're saying? That people are going to leave once you get off?
Yeah.
Then, no. I said that. Hey, if you like me, stick around. Oh, Tony. He wants to stick it to Frank Sinatra.
Oh, no.
You know, and then I just going back and forth with him. No, I said, oh, so you think Sinatra is not going to be good enough for to follow you afterwards? They went on and on for like different ways that stick around for Sinatra. And I couldn't stop fucking laughing, man. Like, what do you do, bro, when they come to your room like that? Everybody in the room pissed off.
Oh, it's like, but you're the comedian. At least you're the comedian. You can say you're the comedian.
Yeah. Nowadays, man, people don't care whether you're a comedian or not.
No, that's man, true. They get offended. They get mad. Like, I don't think, mad, bro.
I think of anybody who was born between 1996. to 2003 is not going to like stand-up comedy at all. If they went to college, anybody that goes to college that was born from 1996 to 2003 is probably not going to like stand-up comedy or whatever you, even if you talk about self-deprecating humor, they're going to find that offensive. Like, why is he talking about fat people? No, I'm talking about me. They don't get it, bro. A lot of these people that were pissed off at at Bill Burr's set, they were in that age area. They were
really born
95 to 2003. So wow. They're like barely getting to be 25, 22. Because the oldest millennial is probably 35 now. You know, 35 maybe, pushing 38.
I think you get older.
A little older. But these kids don't know. I remember, bro, when I went to do the Laugh Factory summer camp, the comedy camp, there was a bunch of kids, and I gave my card to all of them. And there's a one with me in my underwear, right? Holding the world.
The cartoon.
Yeah. One of those kids gave it back to me and said, that's offensive.
What the fuck? God. Elbow drop that kid, bro.
Like, what is that? How does that affect you? How do you take that when you're as a comedian? What direction do you go with that when you know it's kind of clamping down on what you can do and say? And
not really clamping down what I do, because my audience, you know, I build an audience that knows what I say, what I'm about. But like the younger people, like who happen to fall. Go through they were going through a rabbit hole, and they ended up in my comedy. But for some reason, those people, they go at me like put it this way. Anybody who doesn't like my stand-up comedy now, they're just not like my stand-up comedy. They hate me too. It's not like when you don't like back in the days where if I didn't like Carrot Top. I would just say he's not my cup of tea. You know, I don't like props.
You will leave it alone.
And I'll leave it alone. But but I do like Carrot Top. But now, people just don't like your comedy. They'll go to your page and hate your whole life.
Well, they don't want to see you happy, about dude. You,
what you represent. And if you even if you try to like justify it by saying that, well, I don't know what you're saying about that I talk about women because I donate to such and such, and my mother does this. Oh, yeah. That's like when racist people say, well, I have black friends.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that, too.
Damn, it's kind of like how they're trying to fucking bring down, it didn't fucking catch any, it didn't get bigger than what it was, but how people were trying to fucking bring down Dogface for, like, an old dub, oh, yeah. Like,
let's talk about that. We had Nathan last week. What's the name, right, Nathan?
Nathan Apodaca, yeah. Dogface.
He was the guy that has the ocean spray.
Yeah.
And he has he went viral. He has like.
I love that guy.
That guy, somebody found an old video of him lip singing a gangster rap, hip hop. And one of the words has the N-word.
And that's on TikTok.
And he's rapping to it. And he's saying the N-word along with the song. Like everyone else that does it. But this lady tried to go after him and say, oh, I knew he was one of those Mexicans that hate blacks. He's saying the N-word, blah, 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 blah. He goes, I can't believe he got a truck.
Give it back.
He was on a What's Up Fool podcast. I'm going to unsubscribe.
The lady said, I just reached out to Ocean Spray to make sure that they take away the truck. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, that's on the app that we're supposed to lip sync, you know? Like, what the fuck? Lip sync.
Yeah. Kleenex generation, bro.
Well, what do you, right? Like anybody, that's the age limit, right? Of people who might not like stand up, right?
Dude, lame, yeah. Dude.
Like generation, real, like, Z? People, like young people, they're what they think is comedy is not like what we grew up knowing is comedy.
Hell no.
I might as well just be a caveman compared to them, you know, because me and Lisa were talking about comedy to somebody. And we're just talking about a comedian. We're trying to mention, I think, Sebastian Maniscalco, right? To someone at the, he's a comedian. He goes like, you know, he's Sebastian. He's a comedian, Maniscalco. Oh, you mean like a comedian, like Amanda Bynes? And I almost lost it right there. And I said, I almost lost it right there. I'm not gonna argue with a young person because to them. Like anybody that does memes,
World Instagram
Star, to them, that's a comedian page.
Repost
Instagram, page. Instagram, yeah.
Yeah, those guys like Tonio Skits and all those guys. Those guys are comedians to the. Those are comedians to a new generation, you know, because they are doing comedy, but like video comedy, but it's not stand up.
Yeah, they don't even have to go to the club anymore. It's on their phone, bro.
Yeah.
They're making money too, huh?
Fuck yeah, dog.
Brand and deals and all that stuff, dude. Crazy.
New generation, dad.
Nowadays, if you're not funny, you just have a OnlyFans page, bro.
Yeah.
Or a cameo, dog.
Yeah.
Dude, fools be killing on that shit too, dog. What the fuck? You got a cameo, Jeff?
I do.
What up?
Hell yeah.
What is it?
It's just, I'll do a, like, I do like a face swap impression thing. So,
oh, wow.
I like those. Just, I'll do like the face swap and make a birthday message or something.
That's funny. Yeah, I like your face swap videos. What app do you use for that?
I use Snapchat.
Oh, okay. Good.
Oh, okay.
Snapchat.
So you've got a photo and then post it up. Like,
yeah.
You need to do those.
Yeah, the only thing about that app, like, it comes back like once a week or once every 2 weeks. It's all like they have it on a weird cycle, right?
Unless you save it or
you buy it or what?
No, it works for me. I haven't updated the app.
Oh, that's the secret.
So I think that is the secret.
Oh damn!
Don't update it, dude.
You're losing borrowed time.
That is a secret, man. Because I updated my Samsung phone, and now I can't tilt my pictures no more.
That's a three-way tilt, the 3D tilt.
No, you know, like when you have a photo like this, and you want to tilt your phone to watch it bigger.
Side. All right, or horizontal.
I can't turn most apps sideways no more. Like Twitter, I can't do that no more. That was one of the first things I lost. They should tell you, hey man, if you do this app, if you fucking update it, you're gonna lose this thing.
Yeah, they should warn you. Yeah, there's a
today my phone froze for like 20 minutes. Like froze. I don't know what to do. So I had to go on my tablet to Google frozen Samsung 10 Plus problems. Boom, it shows up, bro. It was because a lot of people had the same problem who updated their phone yesterday, and that was me.
Oh, I see.
Just glitching.
Froze, dog. So I had to press volume and off button at the same time for like 10 seconds, and then it restarted again.
Damn.
Okay, they jack your ass with the bullshit shit, huh?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fucking hacking your shit right now, dog.
Imagine if this mentality was on your car too, like, oh man, sorry, but in 20,000 miles, you're going to have no more tires. Hey, we're going to update your car, but it's going to come back with no windshield wipers.
Yeah, sorry. If you go for a tune-up, if you come for a tune-up, your radio's not going to work anymore. What?
Sorry, but your on-star is Chris Rock now. Make it right. Can you do Chris Rock, Jeff?
No.
Rodrigo? Wish-
I was laughing right now, boo. I don't even want to be all like over here.
Rodrigo, your Joey Diaz is fucking phenomenal, by the way.
I've been working on it for about 17 years, cocksucker. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what, fool? You know when, hey, Jeff, I'll ask you this. You know when fools like do impressions, but they do it like wrong? Like, because right when you were saying, could you do that, fool? I was thinking about Sebastian Satine.
He does the best
Hector Hey, when people try to do impressions of South Park, that's like an impression, Dick. Like, I don't know. It's trippy, bro. Like, fools kill me with, like, he's an impressionist.
Me too. I know what you're talking about. They're doing impersonations that are easy. Like South Park and
Arnold. Oh, like Arnold is like one of the ones that, like, really, bro? Like, I mean, I know there's famous guys that do it, so we can't talk shit, I guess.
Dude, I know a guy.
Like, come on.
He passed away already, right? He passed away, but you know what I'm talking about. That fool used to close with Arnold Schwarzenegger in a box.
Oh, my God.
Bro. In a box?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I always wanted to tell the guy, but he lived in Texas. So I just let it go away. But he ever moved to LA and wants to be my friend, that was the first thing I would have told him at Denny's. Listen, dog, don't do the Arnold Schwarzenegger in a box.
Yeah.
I now want to hear Arnold Schwarzenegger in a box.
And they would do it in Spanish.
Oh, my God, bro. Really?
Oh, remember Skippy, fool?
Yeah. He did.
Skippy from the comedy store?
Didn't he get kicked out for doing Skippy like Simon?
The impersonation of fucking
Larry Flint.
He used to do Chewbacca with the runs. No, that was
Chewbacca with the what?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Chewbacca on the runs, bro. He was like...
Yeah.
Chewbacca with diarrhea. And then he'll do Chewbacca with Mexican diarrhea.
It sounds so bad, it's good.
Yeah, it is bad.
That's so funny.
It's good, bad.
Sometimes it's good, like, good, bad. Like, hey, do you ever run into, like, when you see another comedian that does impersonations and you're going to do impersonations, does that throw you off?
Like going back and forth?
Yeah, like if you're going to follow another impersonator.
You know, the only time I really, really froze hard was I got to go to the Playboy Mansion once. And
Lucky.
Whoa. And Bruce Willis was like, do some impressions for me. And I just froze. I was just like, go. He was just like staring at me, like if I didn't do it right, he was gonna take the money from me or whatever.
Fucking Die Hard talking, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Bro, I would have went like this. Yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
But it was hard. I was also really, really high too. So,
like right now, eh?
Yeah, I'm fucking lit. One of those.
You're like Roddy Piper, bro.
Well, it's also, you know, it's like 8, you know, the days. I get up early. I got up at 7 o'clock this morning. So, yeah.
I got up at 5:49, bro.
Today? I got up at 6, dog. I'm fucking tired.
But I got up at 7 Australian time. So whoa. I've been up for 2 days.
You're like a little roo.
You're in Australia?
No, I'm just fucking around.
Australian time, dick.
Wow.
But to do a Chris Rock impression, you just gotta add that big ass to it. Oh, that's a can of beans. That's a big ass can of beans.
Whoa, I don't think I can do that impression.
You know,
the finger.
You could because
can you?
What's the Jimmy Kim? Jimmy Fallon does a Chris Rock impersonation.
He got busted for that, right?
That was 20 years ago, though.
But he did it. He did it in blackface, though.
Was that when he was on SNL? He did that.
That was SNL, yeah.
Yeah, I think yeah.
I saw somebody. I won't say the name, but I'll tell you after the show. But I saw somebody do at a showcase, Wanda Sykes in blackface.
Oh, you're lying, fool!
I know what you're talking about.
And killed. She went up there, and Wanda Sykes with the afro, the dress like Wanda Sykes, blackface, and brought up the next comic, bro.
Pretty brilliant, dog.
That was comedy, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, man. My favorite character you did that my wife liked was that drunk chick.
I hate you.
Drunk girl?
Drunk girl, dog.
Shut the fuck up. I'm hungry. Get me something now. Get the fuck off me. Look at that shit. You gonna eat that? Fuck you.
That's funny, dude. You're like the originator of that.
Sounds exactly like
shut every the fuck white up. Chick's
friend shut. I was with that had a friend like that.
Shut the fuck up.
Don't you like Ivan?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
I've been with a chick that talked like that, and we were calling her, she got mad because we were calling her Tommy Boy.
I don't have to talk to you.
You're like the originator of that, because like a lot of comedians talk.
Let me listen. Listen. I'm hungry.
That's funny. The Spanish one is Why are you crying? You fucking threw my torta, man. She fucking threw my torta. Man, for someone to be 55 years old and still going strong partying, you got to give that fool credit, huh?
At the nightclubs? I've seen those guys, man.
He's built for that shit. He's either
They ain't nobody fucking overweight 55 years old partying hard, though.
Oh, dude, I seen it. That's the bullet that dies on New Year's, dog.
Pico Rivera, dude. You see those guys there. They're all bald and fucking partying with goatees.
A chick goes home with one of those dudes, and she pulls down his socks, and his fucking ankles are all purple. What happened to you?
That was a diabetic sock, fool.
Hilarious.
Mean compression sock, huh?
Hey, bro, I'm not trying to be mean, dog. But you look like fucking Papa Chulo, bro, with a hat on.
Hey, I want to get you guys on a show over here in the valley.
No. If you had a mustache, you could have first name. What's his name? Ah, cabrón.
Oh, Leonard, fool. That's my dad, dog.
Hey, do Leonard booking Jeff Richard in for only $200.
Hey, mijo, Felipe told me that you can do me a little favor, and, you know, we're going to get you acclimated to the people over here in Visalia, man. You'll do good out here. How's 200, son?
And then you go like this, I'll do it for 500. And he'll throw in like, you know, the economy really bad in Visalia. So many people lost their jobs.
I'm going to get you a suite, though, here at the Radisson. The famous Radisson in Visalia, dog.
That's how they get young comics, you know? Like, fuck you, Radisson. You don't care how much you get paid, you know? Like, $50, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, you're sharing the hotel room, dog.
This is how they get you to work at Visalia and Bakersfield or Visalia. Like you said, bro, we get you a big-ass room. But you never think about it, wait a minute. I could drive there and come back home.
Yeah, but you're young.
Everybody sees it as doing the road, eh? You look at young comics, the road, but you're only going to 30 minutes out of your house.
But, dude, when you're young, you're like, fuck yeah, my own hotel, I'm going to get paid $50, I might hook up, you know? That's, you know, you're just thinking about it. Even though you could be home, like you said, in 40 minutes, you know?
Like Toby Hicks, bro, the comedian, he makes that fucking hotel room he has like a cell block, bro. Yeah, like, he has a trash can, and he fills it up with ice and beer, bro.
That's an ice chest.
Yeah,
that's the ice chest the whole week.
The barracks, dude.
And then the fucking the AC is off. It is 79 degrees all week.
Oh, yeah. No, it's too cold in here. Put the furnace on.
It is hot, bro. It's more like Downey.
It's like he's healing, dude. How skinny he is, he's healing all the time.
He never walks around without his sandals in a hotel room or in the rest. Are you crazy? You know how many germs are on that floor? You think they clean this place?
I remember he scolded me for biting my nails in fucking Texas at one time. You're going to get meningitis. I'm like, what?
That's how people get sick, Martin.
That fool has a little ass stomach. I can't even eat other people's food.
No, that fool can only eat like a biscuit, fool.
Salads, dude. I never seen
it little, dog.
I ate his birthday cake, bro. That's all he doesn't eat.
Oh, no. That's too much sugar in there.
That fool passed the fuck out in the last show on Saturday, bro.
We did three shows, dude.
He put a little corner, bro, like a little rabbit in.
A little nook.
I have never passed out in a green room. I don't know how people pass out in green rooms.
You're that skinny, man.
What does he weigh, bro? Like a twig?
125.
For reals?
I don't know. 130, 125, 127.
That fool better hold on to a palm tree during El Nino.
Yeah, his.
I'm the same weight I was in the seventh grade.
His underwear has belt loops. That's how skinny he is.
For real, he's the first guy I ever saw wear a bathing swimming trunks with a belt, bro.
He wears a muscle shirt with buttons, so it makes it tighter. You know.
What said buttons?
I'm gonna be all red, huh? Looking like a fucking smash Eminem, bro.
I'm part Cherokee, Felipe.
I've had a good time, though, huh?
Oh, yeah. Come on, fool.
Good birthday, man. Hell yeah.
No one cares about me.
He was in the back sleeping like that old school Dracula, bro. Is it the Ferris?
Peter.
Yeah, that's right. He's Peter, bro. So what they're doing is the shadows. Oh, yeah. Hey, has anybody seen that movie Festival?
Yes, fool.
No.
You ever seen it, Rizzo?
Mm-mm. Oh, you told me it all takes place in a festival, right? About a couple?
It's a British movie, bro.
Oh, check it out, Big Doggy. That was
Smurf.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so, Jeff, when you were doing the Comedy Store, did you ever do, like, open mics in the Valley? Were you good friends with Brody Stevens?
Yeah, I was pretty good friends with Brody.
You did open mics a lot with Brody and mm-hmm. Skako and those guys back in the days on the Valley?
Yeah. Yep. Coffee shop.
The Buzz Cafe.
What was it? I don't remember what those places were called, but I remember the Crooked Bar on Sunset. Yeah. I remember Sonoma Blue.
Sonoma Blue. Cow's End.
Sunset Grill? Was that a thing back then?
How about Cow's End in Maria?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think I went to that one. How was that?
It was good, dog. It was comedy upstairs, fucking good-ass coffee. And then after the show, you could walk down to the beach or the end of the pier and hit a fat-ass boat.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Nice.
But I wasn't smoking back then. I would just go there and do perform and then leave, bro.
Just go in and get out.
What's the most open mics you hit in one night?
Not a lot. Probably like three, maybe.
That's decent, right? How about you, Rizzo? No.
Around there, like three, four. Like now it's easier to know where all the people say, like, oh man, New York, you can like hit up like fucking five stages a night. But you could do the same thing now in LA, man. Like there's so many like comedy like spots, like at bars, cafes, you know, fucking laundromats. Like, yeah, man, especially with the old website was Chuckle Monkey when I first started. Now it's the, what's it called? The Comedy Bureau. It's insane. Like, it shows you all of L.A., Orange County, I.E. It's a lot of comedy now.
Who runs Chuckle Monkey?
I don't know who does it now, but was it Dante back then?
Nah. Is it still around? Because now they got that. They had that Comedy Bureau, right?
Comedy Bureau is the one, but I think the Chuckle Monkey stopped in 2013 or 2012.
Who ran it?
I don't know, dude.
Was there another one besides Chuckle Monkey?
There was one before that. What the fuck was it called? That Uncle Clyde's this fool. There was another one. It was ran by comedians or a comedian, dude.
It was a husband and wife. He had like blonde hair.
Oh, TK.
Glasses. Huh?
TK?
No, not TK.
TK, man. He shows like Club Aura, remember?
I saw TK once. The guy that did the open mic, he did the TK comedy contest, and one time I asked him, "Where's your show at?" He goes, "It's gonna start right now in an hour and a half." He goes, "What's all your bringers?" He goes, "Bringing it, homie." He goes, "What do you tell him?" I told him, "Man," he goes, "I tell him, here's 10 tickets. Make sure you sell them
if you want some stage time, dog."
I remember, bro, I got banned from a club the first night for making fun of the host, bro. Because I was going to Wild Coyote, bro, where they make fun of you bomb. So I went up there, bro, and that fool kept bumping me and bringing up his friends. And I went up there, man, giving up for the host, man. No, that fool fucking sucks, eh? He fucking sucks. Then everybody started laughing, bro, every time I say he fucking sucks. I mean, he was up there bringing up all his friends who fucking suck dick too, man. It was like, was he passing out dicks up here? And that fool said, fuck you, you're banned. You're never going to perform here again.
Your career is over.
and some little white comedian invited me, and she said, you're banned too, you bitch. Like that.
Damn.
It was a smoky cafe, bro, on City Walk. It was on Lancashire, Smoky Blues right there.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Those are the days.
Right there where you see Jay London, he says...
people get into fist fights at that place, dog, with that dude.
Really?
That's how bad it got?
But no, he said that guy got to... He would get into fist fights with other comics that would show up there because he had like a... He was funny in that little small fish tank he was in, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody had ever came in there, bro, and just started making fun of everybody because they had no material. And that was me.
That's funny, dude.
You see Jay London right there going, are you going to the valley? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You'll never see me again.
You'll never
see me. How long were you on SNL for?
2.5 years.
Nice. What was you living in New York? What was that like?
I loved it. I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. You know, it was just a lot of great food and late nights and doing comedy. It was great.
Hey, tell me about those parties that you guys have after the show.
Oh, yeah.
You always tell me there's a big ass party that everybody goes to, old cast members. Because I was talking to Dean Edwards. He told me that he went at one of those parties. This is the way he said it, dude. He said that Tracy Morgan invites all his homies from the projects. They're like old school rappers, bro, like from his era. And then these rappers are partying with everybody, right? And then like Tracy Morgan's talking to somebody all buzz, and he sees one of his rapper friends talking to Lorne Michaels, right? And Dean Edwards impersonating Tracy Morgan, he goes, check out Funk Dubious over there. Talking to Lorne Michaels like he's going to perform next week. What is he talking to? What is he talking to Lorne Michaels about, yo? Funk Dubious, what the fuck you saying, yo? But he said that Tracy Morgan brings all these dudes basically to bag on them back in the days.
That's hilarious.
It's great. He was awesome.
Hung out with Tracy Morgan?
What's that?
You ever hung out with Tracy Morgan?
Yeah. I mean, not really like, I've been at the same place with him. I've talked to him and hung out with him a little bit. Yeah, I guess so. He's great. I remember one time on Sunset, maybe it was the Standard or something. He was in there. I walked in there and he had his shirt off and I hadn't seen him in like 10 years. And it was just like, it was great. It's how you want to find him, you know, with his shirt off. But yeah, I would go to sleep pretty quick though. I could party for an hour or two and then go home. I get tired pretty quick.
I've never taken my shirt off at a comedy club. I take my clothes off at people's houses. At Javier's house, bro, up in a Sunset Room. Hey, did you ever go party? Were you a party animal at the comedy store?
No, I really wasn't. I'd smoke a little weed, but, you know, like just go home and go to sleep, you know. I get tired. I get really tired. That's when I watch Planet Earth. Do you ever watch Planet Earth?
Hell yeah, dude.
With that David Attenborough, right?
I don't know. Planet Earth, is that the one where on Discovery Channel and they show different parts of the world?
Yeah, and it's that guy David Attenborough narrating. He's like, oh, a snowfinch. I'm a curl creature and still not yet born. This tiny speck of dust is not just a speck of dust. Inside a mustard spider's. Anyway, you know, that's how it goes.
That's funny.
It's so true watching that fucking show, dog.
Badass, right?
Hell yeah, dude.
Gets you pumped up about the world.
Yeah, man. I'm like, I'm not going to litter anymore.
I know, right? You get all fucking earth conscious.
Yeah.
It was all dramatic.
Who?
The host of that show? The fool you was doing an impression of?
Planet Earth.
I'm David Attenborough.
Adam, I like the guy from I like the other show that shows you like
Breaking Bad
100 years after people leave.
Oh, that's trippy. What's that?
Yeah, like they tell you how the earth will be after the people leave. And they show you like what like as soon as like people leave, how everything will just get all fucked up, how all the dams in the world will get over flooded, and building will start rotting, and all the animals, every dog, every zoo animal will be running free.
Yeah.
It'll be like a new breed of animal, bro.
Plants are going to take over.
That shit's scary, dog. It's all Book of Eli shit right there, dog.
Yeah, dude.
Well, so with fucking mailboxes, bro. Ballot boxes.
Are harvesting ballots over here, dog.
I set up my own ballot box too now, bro.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, donate a dollar, guys.
It's funny, dude. You think they even count those fucking things? Come on, bro.
Somebody got mad at me today, bro.
Why?
He goes, he goes, fuck you. I just unfollowed you.
For what?
I shared that post of Big L with Miklos sucking his finger, and it says Latino Trump supporters.
that's hilarious, though, dog.
Did you
that's
see it?
Funny. Yeah, dog. Yeah, that's funny as fuck.
And then, like, he goes, bro, what are you talking about? I don't care about him. I don't care about the other dude either.
You're a comedian, man. Just like,
that's what I'm saying, dude.
So I posted the other one of Biden for resident.
And I was going to tell you that, like, you know, that's what's funny after this fool became president? That, like, there's a lot of comedians that went to the left and to the right to, you know, I don't know, to appeal to their bases or get an audience. But everybody thinks just because a comedian talks shit about a politician or says something, they, like, automatically support them or are dissing them. It's like, dude. Fuck all that, dude. Fuck both those bozos, dude.
I just want to make money like everybody else, dog.
That's what I'm saying. Let me get a little piece.
Hey, it's funny. A lot of comics, I don't understand how you can never have a, like, if you never had a TV credit or you never did a Tonight Show or you never did anything to help your career, why would you be a political comic now?
Yeah, they want to be a pundit now.
Why? You know, like, it's not going to help your career. It's not going to help get fans. You're going to be hated by a lot of people. Why would you want that?
I don't know.
At night?
It's because I think...
It doesn't matter if you went for the left or the right. Either way, though, why go the deep end?
Yeah, people want to become like the Hodge twins or something. Like there's only one or two that are going to become that shit.
I know, like, one comedian that backs up Trump to the fullest and is always arguing with people. But where's the next comedy show at?
Yeah, okay,
where's your sold-out show? You know, how many followers have you had in the last 4 years? You're still at 2,000. Nothing has changed. Your career has not changed. Nothing has helped you. And then there's comedians that are liberal now. I saw this one comedian, and he was doing a show in Orange County. And instead of doing his comedy, he was bashing the people in Orange County because they're not wearing masks. And he goes, you guys think you're self-righteous? Dude, fuck all that. Do your fucking comedy. Shut the fuck up. Don't preach to the fuck. Don't preach your political views. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The people just literally, oh, you want to laugh now? No, man. You fucking suck.
Those are crazy, dog.
I mean, if you're going to be a political comedian, hey, be funny, hey, because Dennis Miller was funny. I'm sorry, yeah. What's his name?
Bill Maher?
Bill Maher's funny.
Mm-hmm.
For 10 people.
But it's like all these fools swear they're gonna go over there and like they're gonna enlighten you with some rehashed opinion, dog. It's like, get out of here, Tucker Carlson. Get out of here, Rachel Maddow. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to lecture people. It's like, get the fuck out of here, dog.
Yeah, like how many people are gonna turn Bill Burr's SNL set into a meme and be creative?
Yeah, right.
Hell yeah, dude. Straight pull Jack moves, fool. Cut and paste comedy, bro. That's what we got now.
Cut paste comedy.
Well, pass out Kleenex, bro, for Halloween for Christmas.
How dare you? Give me another.
We saw a funny ass movie this weekend.
Waffle.
Don't get mad, people. Bad Mom Christmas.
Oh, I heard you on the airplane laughing. I was sleeping. I heard you in my fucking dreams, dude. Like, what the fuck is that?
All I gotta say is, where did you come from, Ty Swindell?
Hilarious.
That was fucking hilarious, dog.
What's it called?
Bad Mom's Christmas. Okay. That lady, I don't know her name, but she was in Step Brothers. She's the one that had sex with one of the Step Brothers, and she peed standing up. That lady is fucking funny, bro. Her last name is Hannah.
Hannah Gadsby.
She's the one that gets with Will Ferrell in the movie Step Brothers, right? The brother's wife.
Yeah.
She's funny. Because she looks totally different than Bad Mom Christmas. The brunette. She's a blonde. Funny, dude. Yeah, she's like Anna Faris funny, dog. She's hilarious.
I always say Christmas movies don't have to be that funny, man. But they're just, they have to be okay, and they're just fucking, they turn into instant classics, you know?
Yeah.
Christmas movies.
There's a funny scene, bro, in that movie Bad Moms, where Susan Sarandon is talking to that lady, and she goes, because she said, oh, she goes, you love your kid, huh? She goes, you know, this rock and roll, Susan Sarandon tells her, this rock and roll lifestyle is not for everybody. And then she's like 60, bro. And then that lady goes, I still rock and roll. I woke up in a park yesterday.
With your glass hip, lady.
That's hilarious.
So right now you have a new character I've been watching. Jeff?
Yeah.
You have a new character, like an old bitter man.
Are you asking me to do it?
No, you have one. I said, I've been watching it.
Which one's that?
The one on your page recently, like complaining about stuff.
You mean Ronnie?
Ronnie, yeah.
Ronnie.
You mean? I was supposed to
get my teeth worked on before the pandemic, and they should have going to cover the fucking front teeth, but not the back teeth, so I'm just going to fucking skip it.
There's always a complainer that sounds like that, huh, fool?
Dude, my back is fucking completely fucking wrecked, dude. I can't fucking stand up. I can't fucking sit down. I can't even fucking take a fucking shower, wipe my ass. I'm like fucking dead. It's like, you know, dude.
Sorry. You need to wear a mask and step back, please.
Dude, I got a fucking mask called my face. You know what I mean?
Okay. Fucking comedy.
Okay. All right. You know what I mean?
That's funny.
Hey, how about the people that come in and you tell them, they say they forgot their mask?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's in my car. Can I just walk in real quick? Oh, yeah.
Dude, can I just, I just got to get some fucking sparkling water, man. Just fucking let me in real quick, okay? I'm going to fucking got some fucking, I want to cut it with some fucking vodka. And I just got to come in real quick, okay?
Sorry, so we have no more Pall Mall cigarettes.
What's that?
I said, sorry, Ronnie, we're out of Pall Mall cigarettes.
Oh, come on, man. Fucking look in the back, dude.
Look in the back.
Hey, in the fucking back, dude. You fucking knew it, dude. I come in here fucking every day, man. I'm fucking cigarettes. I fucking need them, man. A fucking mile and a half fucking walk from here to the next fucking place, dude.
Ronnie, your mom told him not to sell your cigarettes no more.
Dude, okay, but you fucking... I told my mom I wasn't going to smoke, but I didn't fucking tell her that I wasn't going to smoke the rest of my life.
Ronnie, you always smell fresh. You smell like Downy.
Oh, you smell like my fucking asshole. Okay.
And you know
these are jokes, like, people. These are jokes. Okay.
You're annoyed, but like people like Ronnie, like they're kind of crazy, but they always smell like fabric softener.
Their mom still does her laundry, fool.
I'm a fucking dirtbag, but I fucking smell like fucking fucking roses.
They want to invite you for grilled cheese.
Oh, dude, I got so many fucking so many fucking grilled cheeses. I got fucking stretch marks. That doesn't even make any fucking sense, but it happened.
What's up, fool? The Dodgers won today, 15-2.
Clobbered those goals, huh?
Hopefully, they'll get some runs. I bet you tomorrow they'll lose 2-0 or win 1-0.
Dude, I'm hoping they win, dude.
Yeah.
How about the Lakers winning on my birthday?
Oh, that's all that happened. You know, they gave him the extra game because Las Vegas had to do something with it. You know, they can't just give him a straight victory.
At the police station. Right here.
Oh, I see those sirens in front of your face, dude. You call the taco lady.
You call the cops at a taco show again?
Nah, this was like a EMT unit or something. Nah, dude, there was a fight with the taco guy with the guy up the street, dude.
Shut up.
Yeah, dog. Because the guy up the street right here had tacos back in the day. And then he said that this guy copied him, so that made him start his business back up. And then I guess he had problems of, you better stop fucking doing your shit because you started. He said that he started putting his taco signs on this side of the street. Yeah. And this guy said he started putting taco signs on that side of the street. And that guy said, nah, dude. I was selling tacos first, dude. Get the fuck out of here. Like, I ain't here anymore. But this one's here right here, dog.
Which one's better?
Huh?
Which one's better?
Actually, I think this guy right here is better, dog. Because I told you that other guy didn't wash his hands, fool. Like, he would dip his hands into, like, a bucket, fool, with pine salt.
So the flavor is that, bro?
Yeah, I don't know about all that, dude. In that case, this fool wears gloves, dog.
Lame.
Dude, I fucking used to... I used to wear gloves too, okay? It's
like, hey, Ronnie, how do you feel about Eddie Van Halen dying?
Dude, it fucking broke my heart, man. It broke my fucking heart. And then right after, I fucking stubbed my fucking pinky toe. So he was saying hi from up fucking heaven.
Oh, shit.
What?
Hey, Ronnie, how do you feel about fucking David Crosby saying, meh, when they asked him about Eddie Van Halen dying?
I want to fucking break that guy's face, man. I want to fucking break that guy. I want to fucking break him, dude. Just fucking do that to fucking Eddie Van Halen, man.
For real, dude.
Too many fucking guitar solos, you know? It's like, fucking give me a fucking break, you know?
For real, somebody asked David Crosby about Eddie Van Halen, and he tweeted back, meh, M-E-H.
Wow.
And that was fucking crazy, bro.
Dee Snider went after him. You know what? I never liked that cocksucker. But David Crosby.
I'm not going to take it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take it.
No.
Yeah, man. So
he took it.
I think fucking Slaughter should do Eddie Van Halen, bro. Eruption, bro, with Martin's big toe. Martin could step on two pedals with that toe, huh?
You're stupid. Give that toe a guitar, bro.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, what'd you say? His toe looked like Baby Groot that one time at your pool party?
Yeah. It looked like Baby Groot, bro. It was dancing like this.
Hilarious.
His toe, like the big toe, like this fat, dog. He's still doing the yo podcast.
Yeah, oh yeah, dude. Him and Hooter, funny podcast. I like it.
I've been watching Fargo with Chris Rock. Favorite fucking show,
dude. You gotta watch The Boys, man. On Amazon Prime, it's fucking good, dude.
The Boys.
I watched it, but I
dude, it's fucking awesome, right?
Bro, I just think it's kind of eerie and weird that Superman fool likes breast milk.
Oh, Homelander? I guess he's traumatized, you know? Yeah.
Homelander, weird, bro.
Ali's titty milk from a Karate Kid.
How come he don't like the little baby?
I don't know.
He's always taking his milk.
Badass show, dude.
Have you guys seen Breaking Bad?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah. Fucking love it.
You guys want to go out, get something to eat? Maybe something like Sprite or some fucking Top Ramen or some shit. I don't know. He was 9 years old, man. He died, bitch.
He was on Breaking Bad, Rodrigo.
Dude, I'll be honest with you. I've only seen that show about 2-3 times, dog.
Yeah, explains it.
Watching the British funny. Yeah, sorry, watching the British Office. It's funny.
I love that British Office, dude. I love that fool.
He's edgier than Michael.
He talks a lot of shit, fool. Like he talks shit about the people that work there, dog. I like it, dog.
Yeah.
That's that punk shit, fool, you know what I mean?
I like how the British version of Pam, her name is Dawn. And then that fool says, every once in a while people have got to crack a Dawn, you know?
Yeah, fool. And like, dude, he opens up the first episode when he's on the phone, he's all lying, and he tells that fool he does a Pinocchio nose all. Oh, that fool's the shit, bro. Like, once you get their little rhythm, because, dude, like, yeah. I know a lot of people talk shit about, oh, I love Mesa Monte Python, comedic gold.
I don't like
it. It's like, fool, I'd be looking at this shit. Mate, do I need a leprechaun to find the fucking gold? I don't get it. You know what I mean? It's weird, bro.
And now for something completely different.
You know what I mean? But
well, dude, what about Kids in the Hall? Do you guys ever like Kids in the Hall?
I like that shit. It was funny. Oh, yeah. Man.
Wasn't that fun?
I've seen a couple episodes. I've never seen the whole thing.
I thought it was funny.
But, Dirty Helens agree.
I like when
Dirty Helens. Sorry.
I like when that fucking the ugly ass Dwight from the British Office, the Dwight version. That fool.
Skinny fool.
Fool. I like when that fool slapped that fool head in that bit at the beginning, dog. Hey, yeah, and that fool, dude, I like when that fool's taking a photo, he finally gets my name. Would you stop it, stop it, touch my photo?
And dude, it's funny when that fool does like somebody getting assassinated, fool. So he's like, he acts it out. He's all funny, dog. You know the little skinny fools that always have a big ass knife, dog.
And you know that guy that plays Tim, that plays the gym version in the British Office. That's the guy from Lord of the Rings, huh?
Yeah, dude. And then that skinny fool came out in Pirates of the Caribbean, dog.
Yeah, the one eyeball.
Yeah, dog. Like, dude.
Little they became, they became big stars, huh?
Fuck yeah, bro.
He was on Fargo, too.
Yeah, dude. Crazy.
Got a name.
Fucking Brits are fucking tearing up the charts.
Martin. You have shows coming up, Richard?
No.
Richards?
No. Just doing the podcast.
That's when was when was the last stand-up show live?
That was probably in Washington, D.C. at the D.C. Comedy Loft.
Wow.
That was like March?
Back in March?
That's February.
February.
No, actually, I think it was Reno, Laugh Factory, Reno. Yeah. February, end of February.
Crazy, man.
Dude, Bill Burr and Tom Segura, they're doing the Rose Bowl parking lot.
Damn. Really?
That's new.
Really?
Right? Have they ever done that?
That's fucking huge, dude.
Where does San Francisco perform their show at?
Like just recently or?
Yeah.
They did it over here in Rubido at a drive-in, dude. Kind of just like I mean, regular, you know, I don't know what size, but I would say it's a standard drive-in theater. It's over here in Rubido, California, off the 60.
Rubido.
Yeah, Oregon, man. They're having, like, there's no dine-in in Oregon, well, Portland. Like, no dine-in. Everything is takeout.
Or takeout and pick up order.
You can't not even outside eating?
Hey, I think by our hotel room, 3 blocks away, They tore down a statue, I think.
Just recently, they tore down two.
Yeah.
On Sunday, I think they did it, dude, or Saturday.
Hey, try to bring the most hipsterous outfit you can bring.
Yeah.
We're gonna do 3 Mexicans in Portland.
Dude. Hey, so there's no outside eating either. We're gonna crazy.
Every restaurant I looked up to. They said that, oh, they have delivery and it was awesome, but nobody's talking about dining in yet.
Let's take
it. We're right. We ate, we dined in where? Oklahoma or where?
Oklahoma. We dined in.
Texas.
Pretty much everywhere we went to.
Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went. That we walked back, remember?
Yeah.
In Portland and Seattle are like the main hubs where there's been a lot of rioting, huh?
It's fucking hot over there, bro.
LA, right?
The Chaz, what Chaz is in Seattle, right?
Well, where's the play where they have the autonomous city?
The Seattle.
That's still going on?
I don't know, dog.
The fools were walking around like policing each other, and I'm like, Really?
And I heard it's still popping off over there in Portland, dude. I don't know what the fuck.
Once you're city autonomous, but once you start collecting taxes and making dollar bills, fool, they'll shut your ass down now.
Hell yeah, trying to make money and shit.
Damn, that's
crazy. You guys see fucking President Donald Trump dancing to a Macho Man?
No, I want to see that now.
My boy knows how to dance.
They changed the songs, though, bro. Somebody rewrote the lyrics to Mega, Mega Man. I want to be a Mega Man. Mega, Mega Man. I want to be a Mega Man. So you want to be a Mega Man. Be conservative. La, 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 la. Bro, they're all conservative lyrics.
Did you see his tweet? How he was talking shit about people talking shit that talk shit about Christopher Columbus.
What did he say, dog?
He was like, the left are they're trying to what's it called? Erase Christopher Columbus's legacy. I just read stuff because it's all funny, dude. Like both sides are hilarious, dude.
And see that Sopranos where Tony Soprano tells a kid, "In this house, Christopher Columbus is a fucking hero." Horrible.
How do you discover a land where there's people in it already?
Yeah, right.
I have a name for that new land. Hey, fool. It's like, dick. It's like a meme, fool. Isn't that meme that goes around? I didn't steal it. I discovered it.
Yeah. But like you said, like people like before, like what, Americo Vespucci, and then fucking who else was there?
Lee Ferguson, bro. Lee Ferguson, fool.
The Vikings, dude. They landed like in Canada.
I seen it on an episode of SpongeBob.
Have you heard the new one, bro? The new, I don't know if it's fake news, conspiracy, or whatever news. They're saying that the Vikings were all black now.
Oh, shit. Oh, they had afros with their horns.
For real, bro. They were coming from Gary, Indiana. For reals, they said that they really were. They said that they were African, and then but they stole the story and made them white Vikings, bro. But they're really black.
I gotta look into this, dude.
Nah, there's nothing to look into.
Look it up, dog.
It's kind of remember the story how like we're talking about how like some Aztecs are actually Maori, like from like New Zealand or
yeah,
like what?
What?
Yeah, they said back on the continent we're all together. And on a history channel, they were comparing weapons that were similar.
And, like, also that same art style, like, the same tattoos, like the Maori and the fucking the Aztec. It's crazy, dude.
I call bullshit.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. They have similar traits.
Yeah. It's crazy, bro.
They both fuck each other up with that hard-ass hammer, bro, that wooden hammer with the teeth.
Yeah.
How hard is that mallet, dog, to fuck somebody up?
Bust your head open, dude.
Fuck. Split your wig, dog.
Scalp you, bro.
Imagine, bro, being in a battle, one of those battles, which just kill you by beating your ass, dog.
The
survival rate must have been not that good, right? When you got 5,000 people going against 2,500.
I'll be trying to work cage.
Hey, sometimes you will. I think in these battles, sometimes you will kill your own people, bro.
By accident?
Cool. I'd be working catering, dog, during that shit.
I'll be like this. Somebody will say, "Anybody here a smithy?" Hey, I'm a blacksmith. I'll be sharpening tools, dog.
Horseshoes and shit, dude. Fuck.
Hey, that's why I used to like watching that show, Warrior versus Warrior, when they would like put like two different like warriors fighting each other because they had the Aztecs fighting like knights, and they got stupid like cavemen versus fucking like pirates. And it got so stupid because it got Yakuza's fighting fucking Mayans. I'm like, what the fuck is this, dude?
I thought this was insane. Crazy.
The staff and all this shit.
Crazy shit like God.
Bro. It had like cavalry soldier against what you call it, soldier?
Yeah, cowboys versus fucking like an Australian. Yeah, it was so stupid. It was just like, it got ridiculous.
They showed that axe hitting somebody's head and how much pressure would add.
Yeah, it was like a video game, pretty much, you know?
Let's get realistic, fool. American Gladiator, dog.
That's when it's Crip versus Blood.
Southsider versus Norteño. Yeah,
but yeah, when I saw the Yakuza versus the Knight, the fucking medieval Knight, I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, I'm going to watch it. I don't care. Crazy, man. Bro.
Hey, everybody in Houston, Texas, that's a thug, had the same haircut on.
And beard. It's a Texas emoji, fool.
I told you, I saw the same guy 30 times. Stocky, bald, and with a fucking goatee, bro.
It's like Chingo Bling with diabetes.
And they have boots.
Yeah, shit kickers, dog.
They can't take out the
fucking boots. Pickup trucks in Texas, huh?
Oh, dude, the F-150, the King Ranch. Yeah, for the oh my god, dude, these fools.
Dude, everybody has a fucking truck, but nobody's fucking working in places where you need a truck.
I don't see no hay in the fucking tailgate of that truck.
Yeah,
it's just for tailgating, dog.
Yeah, the Houston Texan games, dog.
Those are real men, man. It's like right last year when we're outside in Texas, outside the radio show, and I was putting on sunblock, and all these five guys were like, "What are you doing?" And they're fucking, their group just called me a pussy for wearing sunblock.
My girlfriend wears sunblock, bro.
Yeah, like that. Manly man.
Have you married?
No.
Why not?
No.
Still out there enjoying.
Because I'm a very lucky man.
is Roy married or
Ronnie?
Roy.
Ronnie.
No, I had a girlfriend for about 8 months. She broke her arm and then tried to live with me, and I collect unemployment. So everything's fine. But we're not getting married.
Well, dead.
Ronnie, what happened to your stimulus check? Is it still coming?
Dude, I can make a joke about that real easily, but I'm not going to do it. But it was here and it was there and it was gone about fucking two different bets. So, yeah, so I'm fucked. Fucking lost Eagles and I lost fucking Sixers games.
What's up, Fool Podcast? Yeah. What's up, man? There was a couple at the show that I talked to during the show that they've been together since they were 15 and 13 years old, and now they're 28 years old.
Damn.
Wow.
And that fool got, everybody started laughing and said, "Bro, how can you be with somebody that you saw their boobs grow?" I mean, bro, you saw her boobs get big. And I looked at her and I said, "You saw him get pubic hair."
Wow.
And then I said, "Well, I guess, how old are you, bro? 28? Well, I guess you pretty much, you've done everything you wanted to do, right? You saw everything. Hey, you traveled the world. I mean, get married with her, bro. I mean, why? I mean, you already did everything you want to do, bro. I mean, you kissed a bunch of women. Come on, bro. What the fuck you doing, bro? You're going to marry this girl? You've been with her since you were 15 or 13 years old. You're going to live a little, dog. You're going to go out there, bro. You're going to break a window, dog. You gotta do something, bro. You gotta get your heart broken. You gotta get slapped. You gotta walk into somewhere and see your uncle making out with your mom, bro. You gotta be something in your life.
Welcome to the family.
You gotta get traumatized, bro.
Yeah.
You gotta live a life like Ronnie and Jeff Winters, bro. You gotta have life beat you up a couple of times. You gotta wear cut-off t-shirts, bro, like fucking Jay is wearing his Eddie Van Halen retro shirt right now.
He has some pants that look like a blouse, dog.
I just bought a lot of windows. Ronnie, you broke a lot of windows?
Yeah, I broke a lot of windows, and most of them on accident, and then broke some other ones when I had a little more fucking kick to me, you know what I mean? But I don't think I should anymore.
Hey, Ronnie, when did you lose your virginity?
Technically, still haven't lost it, really. I've done some stuff, you know, but pretty inexperienced, to be honest with you.
What's that?
Hate to break your heart.
Hey, we got to take one to Tijuana, Mexico, bro, to Adelitas or
Hall. Oh, dude, I want to live down there. I want to live down there, man.
You're mind blown, bro.
I don't care. Whatever it takes, you know? I'll stay there. I'll make a sandcastle. I'll just relax. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Jeff, where can people catch more Ronnie and catch more of your stand-up comedy? What's your Instagram?
Oh, it's The Jeff Richards. And my website's thejeffrichardsshow.com. And that's for my web podcast.
Hey, Jeff. were you ever going to get into a fight with Eddie Griffin's boys?
Oh, you heard about that?
I was there, dog.
Were you there that night with Bob O'Shea?
I was there that night. Something, I don't know what led to it, but I was in the back when you were talking to everybody. I was overhearing.
I was doing.
Because you were talking to Chewy about it, and I was right there.
Wow. I was doing Eddie Griffin impression, basically.
Oh, yes.
And they got mad?
I guess he got mad. And my friend Bob Oshak, great comic and writer.
He's funny, man.
You know, Bob is so funny. Yeah. He was like, no, he's just kidding. He does voices. He watched you every night, and he's doing you. It's okay. But he had a bodyguard there that I thought might have kicked my ass that night. But it worked out okay.
Do some Eddie Griffin.
No way. Maybe 20 years ago.
I don't think so. Eddie Griffin. Eddie Griffin was performing at Comedy Off the Hook in Fort Myers, Captain O'Brien's Comedy Club. Uh-huh. And you know how Eddie Griffin, when he's on tour with George Lopez and D.L. Hughley and Cedric Entertainer, they do a lot of political jokes, you know, but they were doing them in Fort Myers, and like a lot of Trump supporters over there, and they were at the show. He said that somebody tried to start a fight during a meet and greet.
Damn.
And I'm like, first of all, man, who the fuck is having a meet and greet? Right, Ronnie? Who the fuck is having a meet and greet in Florida?
Dude, it's like I can't even get my fucking teeth filled, you know? It's like they want me to get silver. They cover the silver, but they don't cover the whites. It's like, you know, I'm not even going to get anything done. I'm just going to, like, leave it how it is, you know what I mean? Forget it, you know? You know those chattatithas, things they used to have, That's what I'm going to get. I should have put some of those in my mouth, you know?
What's up, fool, man? Comedy Off the Hook must be nuts, bro, because when Ahmed was there, or Maz Jobrani, I don't know which one.
I think it was Ahmed.
Somebody called the police because he was doing, I guess he was doing jokes, but he's also a Muslim, I guess. So they call the cops, dude.
That was on the news and all that shit, dude.
We got to get some of that press, bro. But you gonna bring that hat. Maybe somebody will call the cops on that. They're going to say fucking Mike Brito's back, eh? How about that fucking Spanish movie we're watching?
Horny ass fools, huh?
That will make every fucking PC as fuck people, woke people mad and cry and just
toss a mad pipe, dude.
Hey, I saw that guy Rafael Inclán in the movie, and it's a Rafael Inclán. Jeff, he's a Mexican comedian, but his comedy is like over the edge. He did a movie where he had a twin brother, and that twin brother played bongos, but in blackface. And he did another movie where he plays a vampire, right? And the vampire, he tells them, they show him the cross, and the vampire goes, I'm Jewish. And then the guy takes out a swastika, and he goes, ha ha!
That's clever, dude.
It's cool.
That's cool.
What's up, fool?
Pushing it.
Thank you very much to Jeff Richards from SNL, the comedy.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Go follow him on Instagram. What's your Instagram?
It's The Jeff Richards.
And your podcast?
TheJeffRichardsShow.com.
And your podcast, interview people, you do it all in character?
Yeah. Like, yeah, fine. Different impression each week for now, yeah.
How do you choose that?
I just do the ones I'm best at first, and then it just gets harder and harder. You know?
Yeah. What's up, fool? James, what's up, dog? Everything good? All right.
Everything's good.
Rodrigo Torres in the house. And fucking Marcia Rizzo with a long hair, bro. Me too, bro. I need a haircut, dog. Look.
So funny.
What's up, fool? I'll see you guys tomorrow at the airport, dog.
All right, Claire. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Trying to find the most hipsterous outfit you can find, bro. Like, if you could look for like a something that's totally opposite of what you would wear if you were a hipster. The most outrageous, something that you will never wear will probably be the funniest. Cause we're not trying to be cool. We ain't trying to look cool for the sketch. All right, fool. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you for having me.
Later.
Later. Thank you. Later, Act.